Welcome to the Fourth Trimester Training Podcast. I'm Lindsay Newman, and I'm here to revolutionize the way we approach postpartum care. We're challenging the status quo and redefining what it means to thrive after childbirth. Join me as we dive into functional health, optimal nutrition, lifestyle, and corrective exercise, specifically for moms to feel their most athletic no matter their age. Whether you're weeks postpartum or years down the line, this is your go-to resource for reclaiming your strength, energy, and confidence. Hey, we are going to talk about something that I hear from my clients all the time, and it really stops them in their tracks. It makes progress so challenging. It's the reason why people will start a workout program and then stop. It's the reason why they'll start a nutrition plan and then stop. It's the all or nothing mindset. Sound familiar? Maybe you've heard about it. This is going to be a great discussion, and hopefully it will be a little bit of a class in mental fitness. I talk to my clients all the time about the fact that physical fitness requires mental fitness as well, because the all or nothing mindset really can keep you from becoming the best version of yourself possible, or even starting or stepping into a new goal. And I think the hardest thing to accept about this is that it's you. You are the problem. I'm the problem. We're our own problem. And oftentimes we feel like, well, no, this is just how I am. This is just who I am. And I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to be different. But that's where we need to start asking the question, not how do I be different? It's what can I do to change this? What can I do to be different? So I want you to keep a really curious mindset while you listen and consider yourself, so that you can be sure to not let yourself get in the way of your own goals and your own progress. Because as moms, I see this all the time. I've seen it in myself, and it can be really, really sneaky. And I want to help you. I want to help you find ways to call it out and catch it so that you can reverse that mindset and think of it a little bit differently, okay? So I had a few clients come to me, and when we've talked in our initial onboarding calls, the first thing that they say is, I'm one of those all or nothing people. I know I am. I'll do a really good job during the week, and then I'll totally binge and fall off the wagon Friday, Saturday, Sunday on the weekends. Or I'll do really well with nutrition all throughout the day, but when nighttime comes around, my kids are asleep, that's my me time. That's decompression time. And that's when I fall off the wagon, and it's so frustrating. So then I'll completely just give up in anything and everything, and I'll give in to all of my cravings and the foods that I want to eat, anything that's in front of me, because I already messed up for the day. So this is not going to be a great long-term strategy to reach our fitness goals, but oftentimes we don't know how to change it. So let's talk about a few problems that I see most often with this all-or-nothing mindset. Okay. A few problems that I see right off the bat with thinking in the all or nothing mindset are, one, let's go over number one, the invisible timeline that we set in our heads for ourselves. Two, perfectionism, which is also fear in disguise. We're going to talk about that. And then three, it's familiarity, just who we are. And we get comfortable with what's familiar. And so it's hard to break outside of that. So I'm going to break each of these down for you just a little bit, one by one. We're going to talk about, first of all, that invisible timeline that we set for ourselves in our heads. Or maybe it's a timeline that someone else has set for you. So when I coach clients, I have a 3-month program, and I also have a 6-month program. But when they come into that initial 3-month program, they've got this timeline in their head. 3 months, okay, I've got to be all in. I've got to work super hard for 3 months. I have to get every last ounce of this so that I can, in 3 months, be successful. I can see all my results, right? So we set this large timeline in our mind. Maybe for you, it's a different 3-month challenge. Maybe it's, I want to be perfect at my nutrition this week, or perfect at my hydration this week, or perfect at my workouts this week. So you're looking at the entire week as a timeline in your mind, right? Rather than setting a more realistic timeline. we have to recognize that within the course of a 3-month period, for example, we're going to get sick, potentially. We're going to have kids that might get sick. We may have a vacation. We may have a holiday. We may have a really hard menstrual cycle. We might have a loss or feel some weight of losing a job, or life happens. We're going to be living a life, and life will happen, as it always does. So when we set ourselves up for this massive marathon of 3 months, I'm going to do this perfectly, and I'm going to make sure that in these 3 months, we end up treating this marathon like a sprint. And that's where we tend to fall into that trap of, I can't sprint for 3 months long. I can't sprint through the entire week. I can't even hardly sprint through the entire day. So how can I possibly do this for 3 months? How can I do this long term? I don't trust myself to stick with a plan. I don't trust myself to work with a coach. I hear these things all the time, but we forget health and fitness is not a 3-month challenge. It's not a 3-month goal. Health is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And you've got to pace yourself. You've got to pace yourself so that you don't burn yourself out. That means making incremental goals, taking incremental steps along the way. So this is one of the first problems I see, this timeline where we feel like, uh-oh, timer's on. Now I have to sprint and get everything in a short amount of time. So go ahead and just ask yourself, just check in for a minute here. What timeline have I put on myself that maybe I'm not even realizing that is unknowingly hanging over my head, sitting on my shoulders, bearing this heavy weight? Is it that wedding that's coming up? Is it that vacation that I wanted to take with my husband and look a certain way or feel a certain way? Is it a holiday? Or is it family pictures? What invisible timeline is sitting and looming inside of your head, making you feel like you're going to be unsuccessful if you don't meet that goal by X amount of time? Okay, but let's break that down. Let's break that down. So I want you to think about eating really well, and we'll look at a week increment of time. So if you're going to be eating really well through the week and then totally just letting it go on the weekend, rather than pacing ourselves through the week, making sure that we're making choices all throughout the week that will support our weekend. Those choices could look like, okay, I know if I starve myself all week and I restrict, then I know on the weekend when it comes, I may feel like, hey, this is my time. This is the weekend. I want to enjoy myself. And then I just go completely off the rails. I give myself every indulgence that I wanted because I've been starving myself all week long. That's not going to be sustainable. That pace is not going to get us anywhere that we actually want to go. We're still trying to sprint and we don't even realize it. We're still trying to run a marathon at a sprinter's pace. So it's important to ask yourself, what sort of things could I do during the week to keep my progress moving in the right direction, but that will also not burn me out so that by the weekend, I can keep jogging, I can keep moving, I can keep going in that same direction that I want to go? When I was training to run my full marathon, I remember every time I would step outside of my front door, I would tell myself, slow and steady wins the race. And I would take that pressure off of myself to hit a PR or to run as fast as I could or to kill this workout. I just wanted to be moving and I just wanted to be consistent. And I knew the distance that I had to run was going to be so far and so long and so difficult for my body that I had to pace myself or else I would completely burn out. So that timeline, what are we racing towards? What are we sprinting towards that's not actually serving our health and fitness, that's not serving our greater purpose? Are we forgetting to look at health and fitness as a lifelong endeavor? Or are we trying to sprint, and then we fall off the wagon and we're burnt out, we're exhausted, we've used all of our energy? It's okay to set fitness goals. It's okay to set incremental goals all along the way, as long as we realize I'm going to push for a time and then I can come back to balance. Ultimately, balance is where we all want to live. But when we have invisible timelines hanging over our head, it's really, really hard to get there, especially in your mind. So this is a huge problem with the all or nothing mindset. Check that timeline. Check and ask yourself. We want to be exceptional. We want to reach goals. Please do not misinterpret what I am saying. We want to push ourselves and we want to grow, but nobody got anywhere sustainable by sprinting the entire way there. They just didn't. So look at the timelines you're setting in your head. The second thing that I mentioned, perfectionism. Oh, and this one hits so close to home. This one resonates. Perfectionism. If I can't do it perfectly, then why am I going to bother doing it at all? Now, you might not be thinking those thoughts exactly, but perfectionism is sneaky because it's actually fear in disguise. I'm afraid that if I can't do it perfectly, then I'm going to be perceived as you fill in the blank. I'm afraid that if I can't do it perfectly, then people will judge me. I'm afraid that if I can't do it perfectly, then I'm not going to see any results. Do you hear that all or nothing creeping in there? I hear this from my clients all the time. All the time. When they make a mistake, when they falter, they trip, they mess up, they get so upset and so frustrated with themselves. Ugh, I'm not doing it perfectly, so I'm not going to see the results that I want to see by the end of my 3 months. Now we've got an invisible timeline hanging over our head and perfectionism getting in the way of true progress. And we forget that every good thing that we do for our health adds up for our benefit. I really want you to let that sink in. Every good thing that we do for our health adds up for our benefit. It was never about doing it perfectly in the first place. We don't have to be perfect to see results. What a great big sigh of relief is that? So perfectionism, you really need to stop and look a little differently and check yourself. Or what am I afraid of? Ask yourself that question instead. What am I afraid of here? If I don't do this perfectly, what am I afraid will happen? You'll be surprised at all of the answers that come into your mind. There was a time when I was first starting this company and my entrepreneurship journey. Maybe this was yesterday. I don't remember. It happens all the time where I had these thoughts. If I don't show up perfectly, if I say something wrong on social media, someone is coming after me. I know it. It can be crippling. And then we don't do anything. Then I don't try and help anyone. There was also a time in specific when I was first starting where I had to get some things filmed. I had to start filming my course that I was going to give my clients, that I was going to help them. I was going to have to create videos, exercises, workouts, all of those different things. And I had to create a master library so that when a client came to me, I could pull from that master library and I could say, okay, you need help with this. I've got this recording. This will help you, and piece together individual customized programming. So I needed to do some filming. And it was the most astonishing thing how I knew this was a critical task of mine. I knew that I had to get this done. I knew this was the one big thing that was going to drive my momentum forward. And yet I could not convince myself to do the thing. It was so frustrating. All of the thoughts in my head that were keeping me from doing the thing were, well, what if you don't have the perfect lighting? What if you don't have, you know, a good enough camera? Do you need a ring light? Maybe you need to rent out a space to get this done. And I remember I had a business coach at the time who was telling me, Lindsay, it does not matter. Done is better than perfect. You just have to help people. So would you get to it? And it helped me remember that I had valuable information that moms want and that they need and that I needed to share it. So I heard what he said, and it definitely clicked in my mind, and I thought, he is so right. Oh my gosh, he's right. I need to make sure that I stop getting in my own way and that I stop being so afraid of how I look to other people that I don't try to help anyone. What a tragedy would that be? So it definitely clicked, but for weeks and weeks on end, man, I had just not been recording anything. because the moment that I would think about it, all of a sudden there were 80 other thoughts that would infiltrate my brain and say, but the kids are home. If they make noise or they're going to come interrupt, they're going to ruin it. You don't really have the right space in your home. This is going to look dorky. Everyone else looks so professional. What about a microphone? What about this? What about that? And all of these things would pile up until the pressure of filming became too much that I never would do it. I had to really pay for that perfectionism. I had to learn the hard way that I was my own barrier and that I was in my way and that I was keeping myself from progressing. So, what are you actually afraid of? What are you so afraid of? Why do you have to do it perfectly? Are you afraid that if you don't do it perfectly, something bad will happen? Why does it have to be perfect? Why can't I share an imperfect version of myself and give myself freedom and space to learn and grow as I go and get better at the thing that I'm working towards, whether that's health or fitness or whatever it is? Why can't I give myself permission to let people see me be human in that? Don't you think that's far more relatable than anything else? Why do we have to be perfect up front? Listen, my whole family, and if they ever listened to this podcast, they might chuckle, but a lot of my siblings, we share this similarity. We don't like being bad at things. We don't like it. We don't like it if we're playing a game, or for me, if I'm trying to golf, because my husband loves to golf and my dad loves to golf, my brothers love it. Some of my sisters have started getting into it. And if I'm really bad at it, man, I struggle and I don't even want to do it. In fact, I can feel my little inner child wanting to rage a little bit and wanting to throw a little bit of a fit. I get so upset at this idea that I'm not good at something. But why not instead give myself space to learn and to grow when I'm so afraid of not being perfect at whatever it is that I'm trying? And this applies to fitness. This applies to nutrition or following a nutritional protocol. If you're tracking macros, if you're working with a functional health practitioner like myself and trying to heal some hormone dysfunction or thyroid concerns or get your body and your metabolism working and you're putting everything you have into it, it's okay to understand that you're not going to be perfect at it. You're going to need to take some baby steps because you're learning how to create new habits and to discipline your mind and your heart and put all of your energy towards one goal. That takes time. It doesn't require perfectionism. It requires consistent effort. Perfectionism is going to keep you from doing the thing. It's going to keep you living in fear, and it's going to keep you from pursuing your goals because there will always be a reason why you can't do it perfectly, or it's always going to look like it's not the right time. You hear moms say this a lot. The all or nothing thinking with, well, getting started in a fitness program or getting started with a nutritional protocol, I don't think I can do it. Life is just too busy. Or it's the holiday season. I'm swamped. I have too many kids. I've got too many extracurricular activities. How could I possibly step into something like that right now? I can't. I want to be careful because it's important to note that we do not all have the same 24 hours in a day. And schedules and holidays and all of the things that we have going, or travel, or even sometimes finances, there's always going to be those barriers. There's always another reason why it's not going to work right now. But oftentimes, what I see is that we don't start something not because we're so afraid that we won't have time or we're too busy. That's not actually the real reason why I see women step away from their goals. Actually, the reason why is because I see women feel so afraid of not doing it perfectly. I don't think I can commit 100%. Okay, but what if we could commit to 80%? What if we could commit to 75%? What if you could get to, 80% of your goal? Well, guess what? We would make 80% improvement. That is so key to remember. That you don't always have to be giving 100%. Your 100% might look different day to day. If you only have 75% to give, that's still your 100%. And it will make a substantial difference as opposed to doing 0% work, 0% showing up for yourself, right? But you will find perfectionism sneaking in as that all or nothing mentality and keeping you from starting at all, because there's always a reason not to. It's either perfect or not. Kids, can't do it without kids. There's always schedules. There's carpool. For me, it's ballet and football and basketball and a four-year-old running around the house, making things just a little extra difficult for me. There's always going to be family, birthdays, holidays, celebrations. If it's not the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Halloween and Christmas and New Year's, which seems like a great time to be like, I don't think I can take on one more thing. Guess what? Then it's Valentine's Day and then it's Easter and there's always something. So if you can get really comfortable with the idea of starting something and knowing that you will not be perfect at it, but that you will give it your best effort and that you're doing it because you know that you're going to be receiving more support than you would alternatively, that effort is going to be enough every single time. And if you have somebody who's supporting you through that goal and that process, if you have a coach who's helping you, they will understand that they need to meet you where you're at and that their expectations of you need to reflect your capacity during that specific time and season of your life so that it can be sustainable long-term. So a lot of my clients who come to work with me, we talk about the fact that, hey, you know what? You may not be able to dive into nutrition and workouts and hormones 100%. We can't do everything all at once. But what we are going to work on is your mindset always, making sure that you feel armored up to handle and to cope with your life, to show up for yourself, even when things get sticky and messy. And then let's pick your one critical task and start there. For some moms, they're sick of peeing their pants. That's our critical task, right? We need to help them stop. So that's where we focus. We focus in on the functional exercises that will help them, my 3A framework, to stop leaking. For other moms, it's their hormones. And their hormones are making life absolutely miserable. They're exhausted. They're feeling fluffy and heavier, overweight and sluggish and slow. They have no sex drive. They have no motivation. No matter how many days they train at the gym, no matter how much cardio they do, and no matter how far they drop those calories into a caloric deficit, they are having a hard time losing weight. They're feeling depressed or anxious. That is the critical task. Because until we can master the hormones and get their body feeling a little bit better, everything else that we try to be successful at, we're just kind of spinning our wheels. We're going to shoot ourselves in the foot right from the get-go. So when you step into something, give yourself permission to not do it perfectly and give yourself permission to choose a critical task. Give yourself permission to say, I'm going to do my very, very best. I'm going to get smarter. I'm going to get wiser. And I'm going to find ways to overcome certain challenges for myself right now by taking steps to get to where I want to be. So really important that we focus on calling out that perfection mindset and recognizing it actually is fear and that perfectionism is the all or nothing mindset. So remind yourself, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of not doing this perfectly? Can I step into this and give it 75% and still be happy with what I come out with? Definitely the better question to ask. The third thing that I see with this all or nothing thinking is familiarity. Joe Dispenza, if you've ever heard of him, he's a phenomenal mind. He works with meditation and helping people unlock their mindset barriers. And he says that oftentimes we get stuck in these rhythms and these patterns of doing the same thing again and again and again, all for the familiar feeling called you. Rather than stepping into what's a little unfamiliar and training your mind, just like you would train a dog. So we had to do some puppy training with Penny, our golden doodle. And let me tell you what, it takes some serious repetition. It takes some practice, and anything you want to train, anything will take practice. If you want to train at the gym, you're going to need to practice functional movement. You're going to need to get good at lifting. If you want to train to become a pianist, you're going to have to do a lot of things on repeat. The same goes for your mind. But we get so stuck in familiarity and where we're comfortable, even if it's not serving us because it's familiar. rather than maybe pushing ourselves to step into something that's a little bit new, a little unfamiliar, and test the waters as we go. Coach our mind, train ourselves to believe what's familiar to me is not serving me. But I'm working on serving myself in a different way and helping my mind make an upgrade. I'm upgrading my thinking. Mental fitness is something I have to do for myself every single day, because the moment that I wake up in the morning, my body is kind of back in that familiar space of what I'm used to and the way that I'm used to thinking about things, rather than being open and curious about myself and expanding and stretching just a little bit so that I can keep growing. That's what this life is all about. It's not about staying the same. And when you hear people say, people can't change, or this is just who I am, I want to call you out. I want to call that out in your own mind. You don't have to call them out. That's fine. But call them out in your own mind. And remember, no, this life is about change. It's about growth. And if I want to grow, I'm going to have to get a little bit uncomfortable. I'm going to have to practice. I'm going to have to practice mental fitness, physical fitness, nutritional fitness, whatever it is that I want to be good at. It's going to take practice and repetition. This is not just who I am. This life is not about staying the same. Remind yourself, do you want to stay the same your entire life? Do you want to turn 80 or 90 years old and look back and be like, oh, you know, I'm so proud. I'm exactly the same person today that I was when I was 20. I didn't change. I'm so glad. I do not want to be that person. I want to be 80 or 90 years old and say, gosh, I'm so grateful for all of the hard lessons that I learned and all of the ways that I pushed myself to grow. Look at who I've become. Gosh, I'm so proud of that. I'm so grateful. That's what we want to aim for. And that is what health is, right? That's the lifestyle. That is practice, that mental fitness. Health and fitness is just, it's not just working out and eating healthy. That's fitness, right? Working out, eating healthy, that's fitness. Fitness is mastery of the physical body. Health, on the other hand, is mastery of the body, the mind, and the soul. So it's going to take more than just fitness. We're going to need mental fitness, right? We're going to need spiritual fitness. We have to be able to connect the three together if we want to find that balance and feel healthy and master ourselves. So when we're stuck in what's familiar, you could see that as I'm too afraid to move forward without fear following me. Doing what's familiar, not being willing to try new things, to be curious, or to look at yourself a little differently is going to keep you perpetually stuck in that all or nothing mindset. I'm all me, or that's 100% not me, right? Rather than giving some room to the gray area, giving a little bit of space to curiosity. So now that we can recognize, now that we can see so much of this all or nothing mindset and the way that we think, how do we escape it? How do we get out of this all or nothing mindset? This is something I have to work on with my clients a lot. It's something I have to work on myself a lot of the time because it's such a trap and it's sneaky. So something that I've been doing and that was instructed for me to do by one of my mentors is to identify your one critical task for each day. So remember that timeline piece. We don't necessarily want to look down the road. We're not looking at the end result. When people come into my program, they're like, Lindsay, I want to lose weight or I want to build muscle. And I say, that's great. We're not going to focus on weight loss, but you may see that as a byproduct of what we are going to focus on. When people come into my program, they'll say, Lindsay, oh, I've just got to get out of this back pain and I have to stop peeing my pants. It's driving me crazy. I'm so frustrated. And they fixate on the end goal rather than the day-to-day process that it's going to take for them to meet actually the end goal. When we constantly are looking at this end goal off in the distance somewhere, we can see always that we're not there, that we haven't arrived yet. We're not successful. And that's going to be really challenging from a mental perspective for you to fight against when rather you could look at a daily basis and say, this is my one critical task for today. This is what I need to focus on. This is the one thing. And then guess what? When you check that thing off your list, you're a victor. You're successful. You did it. And then the next day, what's your one critical task? Do it again. So now you're optimizing hormones and your nutrition at a really healthy pace. If you're working on optimizing hormones or nutrition or whatever it is, maybe your one critical task is not to eliminate everything from your diet, but it's to add in hormone healthy alternatives where you can, making those individual choices one at a time, just doing the next right thing, not looking at the end goal, but saying, what's right in front of me in this moment? I have this choice that I get to make. I'm just going to do the next right thing. That's all I'm going to take accountability for in this moment. This is what's going to happen. And then I'll worry about the next decision when it comes, right? Then after that, you've made a good decision and you feel victorious. Guess what? When you get to the next decision, it will be easier to do the next right thing. You get to do the next right thing and then the next right thing and again and again. But does that mean you'll never make a mistake? No, of course not. But when you go back and you review your day, you may look back and say, wow, I did 12 things right and maybe only 4 that felt suboptimal, that felt a little less right, or maybe they felt okay because of all of the good things you were doing. That's such an improvement. That's progress. You made progress and you weren't perfect. You still did good things. But if you get halfway through the day and you've made good choices, good choices, good choices, and then you have a weak moment and you make a choice that you know is maybe not going to serve you as well, and then you shame yourself for that choice and say, gosh, I blew it. I'm never going to get to where I want to be. I can see that goal off in the distance and I'm clearly not there. Well, this day's ruined, I guess. I'll have to start again tomorrow. It's like walking up a flight of stairs, seeing that you have 8 left to climb and deciding, okay, well, I'll just walk back down this first one and start over again until I can do all 9 flights of stairs all at once. It doesn't make any logical sense. Why would we ever do that? Right? You're eliminating all of the other good choices that you could have made in that day, all of the progress that you could have potentially seen because of those few poor choices. And then you punish yourself by walking down the extra flight of stairs when what you're not realizing is that all of the good choices were already outweighing the poor ones. So it's really important you start to recognize your patterns. When you feel like quitting and when you feel like giving up after you maybe made a less optimal choice, you get to challenge your mind and say, ah, I see what you're doing. We're going to stay really curious here though. Why did I make that choice? I'm not going to let myself feel ashamed about this. Okay, I made that choice because I was having a really emotional moment, because I'm really tired. I grabbed what was quick and easy. Okay, great. Now that I can see, I want to make sure that I get enough sleep tonight. Maybe I just need a little more sleep, or maybe I need some emotional detox. Maybe I need connection. Maybe I need to talk this out with somebody. Maybe I need to go for a walk. Maybe I'll try that next time. And sometimes you may not have a reason and you'll say, gosh, I just wanted the thing. And that's okay too. It's okay as long as you are intentionally aware of yourself and aware of the reasons why you're making the choices you're making. Then you can say, I really wanted this and I enjoyed it and I'm grateful for it. And now I'm going to move on. I'm going to make the next right decision. It's such a healthier way of living, a healthier way of finding balance rather than throwing yourself off a cliff because you made that one poor choice. In my mind, when I make those decisions, when I've seen myself fall into that all or nothing space, I see myself a little differently, almost like I'm a toddler, like a toddler who's playing with someone and they're playing together and then something happens that the toddler doesn't like. And so this little kid throws a fit and is like, fine, I'm not going to play with you anymore. I'm out. It's over. We have to look at ourselves that way and say, why would you do that? No. We can look at ourselves differently and say, it's okay, it's not over. You don't have to be all out. You can still be friends, but let's make a shift. Let's see how we can make this situation work a little differently. This takes practice. This is mental fitness. So, asking yourself, what is my next critical task? What is the one thing I'm going to focus on? And doing the next right thing is going to be really, really, really important. Okay. Every deposit that you make adds up for your good. Don't negate everything that you're doing for your health and fitness. by thinking it's not enough. It's like a bank account. Every good thing in there starts to add up and accrue over time. That's what we want. We don't need to be constantly making withdrawals because we feel like there's not enough in there, right? Your health deserves so much more than that. You deserve so much more than that. Moms are already feeling chronically burnt out, overstimulated, and overworked. We have to-do lists that are a mile long. And so it's hard for us to make any small decision that moves the needle in the right direction because we're already feeling like, gosh, well, I won't be able to do all the things, so why would I bother at all? But we're missing the point. We're missing the point entirely. If you're struggling to get back on track with a health or a fitness journey, what's your one critical task? Ask yourself that question. What's the next right decision that you can make? What are you afraid of? Why aren't you starting? What are you afraid of? Right? We're going to start to need to focus on these things, or am I just stuck in the familiar? If we don't become aware of ourselves, then we're not going to see the results. We're not going to see the change that we want to see. So I hope this little chat has helped you understand that the all or nothing mindset a little bit gets in the way. Okay, a lot of it. It gets in the way completely, but I hope you can see it. I hope you can start to recognize it in your mind and that I've been able to help spark a little bit of your own curiosity so that you can catch it when it sneaks in and say, no, no, ma'am, not today. Today we're going to make small deposits and then I get to feel good about myself. Then I get to walk away victorious. I get to feel really, really good about myself and I don't have to feel ashamed for not doing it perfectly. I get to applaud my efforts, right? Because I made small deposits and I have more money in the bank today than I did yesterday. You can become a health and fitness millionaire by making small daily deposits. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Fourth Trimester Training Podcast. If you're ready to take your journey to the next level with personalized support, we offer one-on-one coaching tailored to your unique needs. Whether it's functional health, nutrition, or postpartum corrective exercise, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Connect with me on Instagram at Lynn C. Newman or at Fourth Trimester Training to learn more and schedule your free consultation. Let's work together to achieve your goals and embrace the strongest version of you.